Hey guys, this is Angela from AngelaBrooke.com. Got a question for you today. What is your favorite excuse? I mean, how fast can you come up with an excuse? I have a personal trainer that I work with every Friday, and she pushes me until my arms and my legs are like total jello. Some days I can barely hold a glass of water to get a sip. I mean, it's serious. She knows I'm exhausted. But she'll still ask me, how are you? And I'll comment how I feel, and she'll say, do you have one more? Do you have another set in you? And I always say yes. I pay her to push me. I pay her to get me to the next level of fitness. She watches how I work. She watches how I lift. And if I can do more, she'll always ask, do you have more in you? She can't make me want this. This is something she can support me. She's my best cheerleader, but I'm the one who's going to make it happen. You know, do you have one more in you? Building a business is not easy. It's an uphill climb, and there's lots of jagged edges. You get frustrated. You get mad. You curse, or I do a little bit. You slam doors, maybe once in a while. You talk out loud in your workspace to yourself. There are days that I close my laptop and I walk away, but you're never going to hear me say, I quit. Never. I have clients who are in the marketing infusion group, and what I'm teaching them is very new for them. They're hitting struggles, they're learning new tools, how to use them, and they're looking at business from a new set of eyes. I can teach people how to have success, how to get their business up and running. I cannot teach them how to want to have success. It would be amazing to have people that was hungry in their business and as serious as I am. But I can teach them. I can't make them be hungry. There are people that are in coaching that are needy. They say they want it. They say they want to change, but they're just not hungry enough to make it happen. You can never say closed for vacation when you're in business. Not totally. A business owner, on or offline, the last thing they want to do is lose eyeballs, aka customers for their business. You've worked really hard to get where you are, and then the old excuse pops up. I'm going on vacation. I'll be back. Unless you're famous like Nike, you're not on vacation from your business. People will keep moving and pass you and your store right on by, and they'll go to the next store where the porch light's on. You can't put the sign on the front door, which is my blog, that's my business, and leave it for weeks at a time and think that people's going to be there when you get back. They're busy. They're not. If you're on vacation, your blog, which is my business, will be on vacation with you. You can post pictures, videos. I mean, Google and Facebook's be loving some of the videos now. You don't stop working. You include it into your trip. This is how people really get to know you and they feel connected to you. Take pictures and post them on Instagram, because on Instagram, it goes to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram all with one click. I mean, seriously, that takes about 3 minutes of your time if you're a slow clicker. Then use that image on your blog, which is multi-purpose, where you're going to tell about your trip. Even if you're sitting at home chilling with your kids and your family, let people see how you have downtime. Your blog is your business. It needs content. People who follow you want updates, not excuses. And allow them to see who you are and what you're up to. Watch the responses change on your blog. I mean, it gets really fun when people mention a trip that I've been on and how they enjoyed the updates and the pictures and things that I posted. Who would have thought, right? Do you have one more in you? You're either looking for ways to succeed, or you're going to find a way for it not to work. It's either or. And the saddest part is, when you step back and you don't give your best or your one more, you're not going to inspire somebody who's watching you. It is selfish for you not to work on your success, because you are robbing somebody else around you who need your story to inspire them. You know, it's time to go to work. Raise up. Stop giving your business excuses. someone's waiting on you so they can be inspired to move out of their own box. I mean, boxes are cold, they're drab, they're dark, they're flimsy, they're unprotected spaces. Do you really want your best friend to live in that kind of space? I hope not. Come on, let's live in abundance. You're not listening to my voice or reading this blog post by mistake. You read this far or listened to me this far because you needed to hear this. Let's go tell the world you have something amazing to share. What is your excuse? If you're on the blog, go ahead and scroll to the bottom, down to the comment section, and tell me what your number one excuse is. We all have one. So don't think that eliminates you no more than it does me. Or come on over to Angela Brooks Biz on Facebook and tell me there. I can't wait to hear from you, and I can't wait to see you raise up.